If you have your Bible, turn to Jonah this morning. Jonah chapter 1. I want to look at this morning if you'll pray real hard. Amen. Jonah chapter 1, the Bible says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." Now go to Jonah chapter number 3. "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee." I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought: patriotism or just stinking pride. Patriotism or just stinking pride. As we look at this and we see and we know in Jonah's time, he was sending them to Nineveh, to the Assyrians. He was sending him over, and God spoke to this man of God. He said, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah." I want to say, I thank God for speaking our hearts. I thank God that He has a word of encouragement. I thank God that He has something for me and you. I remember when I was lost and undone without a holy God, there was a word that was for me. And on that Wednesday night, 1976, that word came to me. That word came to me. That word got hold of me. That word shook me in my frame. Praise God. It showed me I was lost, in need of a Savior. Praise God. And the Word saved me that night. Amen. Holy Ghost of God stirred the depths of my soul with gifts from glory that night. You remember when God saved you? You remember when the Holy Ghost of God, when the Word came down to you? The Bible said that the Word came to Jonah. I'm glad, praise God, for the Word. Amen. I'm glad for men of God that'll stand and proclaim the Word. I'm glad for men and women and boys and girls that'll stand and proclaim the Word. But I tell you, I'd like something even better when God's little children live the Word. Amen. I like it when we get right down where rubber meets the road. And we start taking it, brother, and we start applying it to our lives. Now the Bible said the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. And he says, arise. He says, it's time to get up from where you are. I mean, I would say God save after us quite often. I mean, it's time to get up from where you are. It's time to go. Brother Bill says, hey, ain't no gospel without the go. It's just a spell. Amen. But praise God, when you get to go and you put it with the spell, you got a gospel. Amen. To go out. And he says, rise and go near that great city and cry against us, for the wickedness has come up before me. But what did Jonah do? God done spoke to him. The word had already been given. But the Bible says that Jonah rose up and he went. But he went in the opposite way. I wonder how many of us today, God's a speaking our heart. He's telling us to rise up and to go. And we get up, but we go in the wrong way. Amen? That's what Jonah did. He took off in the wrong direction. I'm saying, if we ain't very careful, we'll take off in the wrong direction. Amen? But God Almighty, praise God, thank God He's always there with us. See, I believe there's something, I don't know what got a hold of old Jonah, but praise God, I know it wasn't the Lord. Amen. The Lord got a hold of him. Praise God. He'd have went in the right direction. But I'm going to say, praise God, sometimes stuff gets a hold of us and it carries us in the wrong direction. Amen. I believe, hey, listen, those Assyrians, those people of Nineveh were a wicked bunch. The Bible said they're wicked exceedingly, praise God. And the Lord said, hey, that great city of Nineveh, praise God, been brought up before me and I see the wickedness thereof. I mean, I'm talking about a wicked people. You know, hey, some people say, well, Jonah got on that boat and he headed away from because he didn't want them people, praise God, to be saved, because he said, realize how wicked they were, and as being a prophet of God, he knew that one day, praise God, that Israel would have to deal with them. And they were wicked. I mean, they were brutal. All the people of Israel's time, praise God, feared the Assyrians. Because when the Assyrians came after you, praise God, it was rough stuff. Amen. They'd come into a village, they'd come to, and they would kill. I mean, it didn't matter if it was a woman with child, praise God. They'd gut her open, let that baby fell out on the ground. That's how wicked they were.
They'd take them, and history tells us they'd take them out there. They'd drive in stakes in the ground, and they would tie hands and feet, and they'd stretch them out there, and they'd literally skin them alive. Huh? So I see maybe a little bit of patriotism in old Jonah. He said, Lord, it'd be good if they was destroyed. It'd be good if you just let them go on off into hell. You know, if we ain't very careful, we'll get the same mindset. We'll look around at a place called Asheville, North Carolina, and you say, no, it's what? It's a wicked. Just let it go on to hell. Amen. We'll look down on some little old boys and girls, praise God, because they look like they fell in a tackle box and they got tattoos all over them, and say, hey, look, they can't save him. Just let them go on to hell. Amen. If we ain't very careful, we'll get that same mindset. You said, preacher, that's just patriot. We're looking out for our own. Is that right? I think sometimes what we're looking out for is ourselves. Amen. If we ain't very careful, we're just looking out for self. Amen. We're disregarding the, praise God, that there's a good God of glory that loves them too. Amen. 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 He loves them, praise God, in spite of themselves. He come, praise God, to seek and to save what? That was lost. Those folks are lost. They don't know what's right. They don't know what's right, and they don't know the right way. Amen. But praise God, they needed somebody to come alongside them. But old John, he got on that boat, and he headed for Tarsus. And the thing is, praise God, if he had been listening to God, God took care of it for him. But praise God, he got on that boat and headed for Tarsus. He had to pay the fare. I want to say, praise God, when we get on that boat and we head away from God, we got to pay the fare. Amen. When we get on that boat of self-righteous, we get on that boat of pride, praise God, we better be careful, because you have to pay the fare. And it comes at a high price. Hey, you know what? If we ain't very careful, it'll take everything we got to pay that fare. Amen. It'll take us to a place that we don't want to go, a place that we and it'll keep it down there longer than we want to stay, and it'll never show us a way to get back. Amen. Jonah got on there, he paid the fare, and he went down into the boat. Huh? He got down in that boat, and a storm came up. Should have been expected. Hey, anytime we get out of the will of God, you listen to me this morning. Anytime we get out of the will of God and we take off on our own, praise God, storms are going to rise. And if you ain't very careful, you'll get out there and they won't be no help for you. Amen? You start looking for self to help you, praise God. Self will just take you further out there and leave you further away. Amen. Praise God. Jonah got out there and the seas began to roll. And them soldiers, them sailors, they come down there. And the captain, he said, what's wrong with you? You need to get up here and you need to pray to something. Hate the world. Ain't that what it does? He said, you know what? When things get tough, he said, you know what? We need to pray to something. I want to say there's only one to pray to, and that's a true and a living God. Amen. Good God of glory. And the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He's the one that can hear and answer prayer. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Praise God. He'll deliver us through this thing. When the storms are raging, praise God, he's still God. When the seas are calm, amen, when you're afloat in your boat, praise God, and the suns are shining. Amen. Glory be to God. He's still God. Amen. When you're out there in the sea, praise God, away from home, when you don't have a compass, praise God, he's still God. Amen. But old Jonah got out there in the midst of the sea and the storm drove, and they said, what are we going to do? And they done got rid of everything they could, try to save the ship. He said, fellas, it's me. He said, I was running from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hey, I want to tell you, there's no place for a child of God to run from the presence of the Lord. Praise God, we need to run to the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God, when the storms are raging, we need to get to where He is. Amen. Amen. They got a hold of Him. He said, you just have to throw me overboard. They said, now notice something about Jonah. He knew he needed to get out of the boat. Huh? Only way they could be saved for him to get out of the boat. He said, you're going to have to chunk me over. I wonder why he didn't jump up on the rail and jump off himself. Huh? He had started this journey without God. He had started this journey from the presence of the Lord. He started running away. Oh, you say, oh, preacher, he was just being a patriot. He wanted to save his people. He knew what was going to happen in the future. I wonder if it was that, if it was just pride. Amen. But he said, you're going to have to grab me. You're going to have to throw me off the boat. And so they got,
They grab old Jonah up and they pitch him out in the water. You know the story. And then I said, no more than the old man of God hit the water as a calm came. Amen. But before that, praise God, before that old man of God could hit the water, the Bible said that God had prepared a great fish. Amen. Said they had prepared, and you know what? They some a pretty good sized fish in the Mediterranean. But the Bible said they had prepared a great fish, and that great fish come up and he swallowed Jonah. There's a lot of people that say, well, preacher, that couldn't happen. Jesus said it did. Amen. He said, these 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a whale. He said, so should Son of Man be. 3 nights and 3 days in the heart of the earth. Amen. 3 days, 3 nights. Just like old Jonah. But that fish, God had prepared it. It came up and shoo. We know that people say, well, that's not possible. Because, you know, they talk about that's great, them great sperm whales, these killer whales. He said, their throat isn't big enough to swallow. That's junk. Amen. You look at kids. They said they've been history wrote said that they had got stuff out of the stomach of those whales that was 6 feet by 8 feet in diameter that they had swallowed. Amen. In 1891, he was a fella that was a fisherman. He was a whaler, and him and his crew was out in a couple of little boats, and one of the boats capsized, and two of the fellas they never did find. They searched and hunted for them and couldn't find them. And they finally harpooned a whale and they got it to shore. 2 days later, when they was cutting the whale open in the belly of that whale, guess who they found? One of their buddies. He was in there. He was unconscious, but he was still alive. Amen. He was still alive, praise God. I want to say, glory to God, even in the belly of the whale, hey, there's a presence of God and he'll deliver, praise Amen. God. Amen. 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 Oh, Jonah was swallowed up by a whale. He's in the belly of the whale. He prayed to God. Amen. I wonder why it is when we get to a situation we can't do nothing else. Huh? When we get to the point that we can't do nothing else, then we'll say, oh, God. Huh? I need your help, Lord. I'm in a situation here. Hey, he seen it when you was getting there. Amen. We ought to bow and begin and pray. Go, Lord, start our day up. Say, Lord God, I need help today. Amen. Lord, I need you to take care of these events today, praise God. Need you to start this morning to help me to do that that's pleasing your sight. And then at night, before you pillow your head, bow our head and say, oh God, thank you for touching this day. Amen. Thank you, God, for moving on me and helping me and showing me your way. Amen. I'd be encouraged, praise God. Amen. Go right. When the old devil wants us to go wrong. But Jonah was in the belly of that whale and he prayed. And the Bible says that the whale vomited him up on the shore. Amen. It's true. The whalers tell you, if you study the whaling industry, they say when you harpoon a whale, if you harpoon him just right and you kill him, and you kill him in the water, you know what the first thing he does is, as he dies, he regurgitates everything that's in his stomach. He comes up. Amen. So Jonah was in there. He prayed to God. God said, all right. Run that whale over there next to the shore. Blah. Up he came. There was Jonah out there on the shores of Nineveh. Amen. Pray God. I want to say, when we get a hold of God, praise God, and God gets a hold of us, amen. It don't matter where we're at or where we've been, praise God. God will put us where we need to be. Amen. He'll put us right where we need to be on purpose. It won't be an accident, praise God. Amen. Because it'll be God Almighty and His purpose for us, praise God. I want to say God's got a purpose and a plan for me and you. And He'll bring us back, praise God. He'll put us in His purpose, in His plan, put us where we need to be. Amen. He'll help us to persevere there. Amen. He'll help us get our feet rooted in, get us established, praise God, and bring us up for His glory. Amen. What was the first thing happened when old Jonah got his feet back on firm ground? Huh? Verse 1, chapter 3. God spoke to Jonah. Amen. A word came to Jonah again. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. When we get where we're supposed to be, get headed in the right direction, pray God for the glory of God, God will speak to us again. Amen. Hey, Brother Robert, I don't ever want to be where God can't speak to me. I don't ever want to be, praise God, out of His will. I don't want to break that line of communication. I want to stay where God can speak to me. Amen. I want to say, young and blessed, hey, we're living in these last days and we need to stay where God can speak to us. Amen. I mean, every second, every minute, every day, that you don't know from the time you get up to you pillow your head what's going to happen to you that day. And we need to be, praise God, where we get a hold of God. But most of all, we need to be where God can get a hold of us. Amen. Brother was talking this morning, said sometimes things rose up, sometimes, you know, these old bodies will flare up. But praise God, if God's right there, hey, praise God, He's got an extinguisher. Amen. Praise God, when these old bodies want to flare up, we want to do and say things we're to. Praise God, I want to say, God's got an extinguisher. Praise God, He'll put that mess out quick, fast, in a hurry. Amen. He'll extinguish that, glory be to God, before it flames up and burns you up. Causes you harm. Causes damage. Praise God. Oh, man of God, he said, got there on the shore, and the Word of God came to him again. He didn't have to think about what God's going to say. Amen. He doesn't know. Hey, ain't it amazing when we get away from God and we start heading back in the right direction, we already knew what God's got to say to us. Huh? Ain't it a matter of saying, praise God, when we get to where we know where we ought to be, and praise God, we know how to get there already. Huh? There's a still small voice that's already spoke down deep in our hearts. Amen. Give us that guidance from a holy God. Amen. He said the word of the Lord came unto Jonah a second time, saying, arise and go unto Nineveh. Amen. I will say God didn't change His mind. He said they still a wicked people over there, a desperately evil people over there. He said, hey, I recognize. He said, I want you to rise up and I want you to go to Nineveh and preach the word. But notice what he says this time. Amen. This time in verse 3, he said, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Yeah. Amen. Amen. He said, now don't you go down to Asheville there and preach and tell them what you want to tell them. He said, because you go down to Asheville and you say, you bunch of wicked sodomites, drug addicts and drugs, you better get right with God. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. But he said, you go down there. He said, have I got? He said, Jonah, have I got your attention? I think sometimes God gets older, He shakes us real good like that, and He says, have I got your attention now? Amen. He said, I want you to arise and go to Nineveh. And when you get there, He said, I want you to preach that I bid you. He said, I want you to preach that I give to you. Amen. To the helping of those souls. And the Bible says, old Jonah, he headed out. Now I can see, I know I've got a vivid imagination, but when I get to thinking about this, I see old Jonah as he gets off on them shores and he gets off his knees and God gets through talking to him and he kind of staggers up to his feet. Now I'm talking about probably by now he's a strange looking character. The acid in that quail's belly had done bleached him probably snow white. His clothes was white. His hair was white. His lips was white. Everything about him, he looked like a ghost. I can just see in my mind's eye, Brother Andrew, he gets up there on the shore and these people start gathering around him. Say, what in the world is this? But see, he started heading towards the city of Nineveh. Amen. Pretty good ways off from where he was at. It's probably a couple hundred miles, several hundred miles. But he starts heading that way. Amen. These people begin to follow him. Say, where's he going? I said, I don't know. I ain't never seen nothing like this. He said, Oh, John, he's just marching. He's done got his marching orders. You know, sometimes it'd do us good just keep our mouth shut and just follow the orders. Amen. Sometimes it'd do us good just to be quiet and just follow the marching orders. Amen. He started marching towards Nineveh, praise God. And I believe as the further he went, the bigger the crowd got. And God said, people come and say, you got to see this. I said, what is it? He said, I don't know. He said, he just come up out of the ocean. Now see, they believed that those people of Assyria, those Syrians, those people of Nineveh, they believed in Dagon, the fish god. And see, they believed that the messengers from God would come up out of the ocean every now and then and they would give them revelation. They would say, God would send them messages. So you wonder, why did them Ninevites? Why in the world would they receive such a character? They thought it was a messenger from God. Guess what? He was. He was just a messenger from a different God. Amen. He wasn't a messenger they was looking for. But praise God, he was a messenger that they got.
Amen.
He pulled up into Nineveh. Bible says he went about a day's journey up in there. Praise God, he found him a place. And he said, repent or be destroyed. Yet 40 days and God's going to destroy this place. Amen. And he went to another place. And he said, repent. God said 40 days. If you don't repent of your wickedness, he's going to destroy this place. Go on a little bit farther. They gather around again. He said, repent. 40 days. And God's going to destroy this place. Did it do any good? I believe it done some good. Because I believe he'd done focused. I believe he'd done God his attention. And he was preaching what God told him to say. Amen. It wasn't what he didn't say, you bunch of heathen, sorry, stinking rascals. He said, I hate you guts. I know what you're about. He said, no. He said, God of glory. He said, he loves you. He's offering you an opportunity to repent. Amen. You think they didn't know what that was? And the Bible says word got back to the king. Amen. The king of glory, through the man of God, had done spoke to the king of Nineveh. Amen. I like it. I like the way God works things. He said in chapter 3, verse 6, and said, the word came unto the king. Amen. Glory to God. He said the word, praise God. What was it that the Lord told him? He spoke to him through the word, praise God. What was it got him out of battle? Well, it was the word, praise God. What got him going again? Praise God, it was the word. Amen. What got a hold of old King of Nineveh's heart? The word. Said the word came unto him. Amen. I want to say praise God. When the word of God begins to move, it'll not go out void. Amen. You take this blessed old book, praise God, and we begin to apply it to our lives, praise God. It will not go out void. Amen. He said, word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne. And I told you, I believe, well, I don't know if it was patriotism, because see, Jonah was a prophet. He knew what would happen, and he knew what the end result would be. Amen. That's a true prophet. And he said, Lord, if I go over here and I go here and prophesy to these people, I go here and tell these people that to repent, lest they perish. And you preserve them alive. And you don't kill that wicked bunch. Lord, it's going to make me look like a false prophet. He said, they're going to say, they're going to label me as a false prophet. Well, I wonder, was it patriotism or was it just stinking pride? Afraid of what somebody might think. History tells us they was way over 600,000 souls in the city of Nineveh. Probably closer to 1 million, counting women and children. Amen. Way over 1 million in Nineveh. And this man of God, he said, Lord, I don't want to go. But he said, Lord, if you say I got to. But he said, you know what? If I do this, he said, Lord, I know what you're going to do. He said, you're going to make me look like a fool. And God says, don't worry about that. He said, you just go preach what I bid you. That's why he said, you just preach what I bid you to preach. Amen. He said, you don't worry about what things look like. Hey, little did Jonah know that history would tell the tale. Amen. But he said, the king, he arose from his throne and he laid his robe from off him. Amen. He said, that king, that great king of Nineveh, praise God, you know what the Bible said there, Brother Rex? He said, that great king said, that word of God got a hold of him and he took off his royal attire. Amen. Amen. He took that royal tie. He took that humility and that pride. Amen. He folded her up and he laid her down. He said, for a while. He proclaimed to the kingdom. He said, for a while. He said, we're going to have to lay down our humility. He said, we're going to have to lay down our pride. I want to say, youngins, praise God, in the day and hour we live. These last days that we have, we're going to have to lay down our pride. We're going to have to become humble unto the Lord and serve Him with everything in us. Because these folks dying and going to hell all around us. Loved ones that we have, they're watching us and they're seeing and they're going to die and go to hell if we don't live right before them. Amen. The Bible said the king rose up took off those royal robes, laid them aside in humility, laid aside the pride, and he made a proclamation. And Bible says, and he covered himself with sackcloth and sat in ashes. You see, I believe something had done got a hold of them. You see, there's a lot of things when people are looking for a sign. There's a lot of things out there when you go looking for a sign. And we're trying to figure things out by a sign. See, I believe maybe the Assyrians, you know, they had seen some signs. The theologians tell you that even when they'd go out and they come in and they gut their fish. And if there was something peculiar about something about that fish's guts, they took it as a sign. Amen. But I believe when they seen old Jonah, amen, that man of God, him preaching. Amen. But I didn't want to preach what he did, but I believe he preached it with tears running down his face. He said, oh God. He said, God sent me here to tell you. He loves you, he cares for you, but you got to repent or you're going to die 40 days and this place is done. Praise God, the old king, he rose up. He done seen the signs. Amen. He said, hey, listen. So that's a. He said, where did he come from? He said, he come out of the sea, your highness. He come out of the ocean. He said, oh, God. Young, and says, that's a messenger from God. Amen. And said, he spit off his attire. He said, it caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. He said, I'm going to proclaim a fast. Amen. He said, I'm going to proclaim a solemn fast. He said, I don't want nobody to sackcloth and ice. I want nobody to take nothing. Not even down to the beast. Amen. You know, they believed that evil spirits could live in those beasts. And that they was just waiting to come out. And he said, we've done got a message. He said, hey, ain't nobody going to touch nothing. And the king proclaimed, made a proclamation, and he sent them nobles out. Amen. Praise God. Ain't it a wonderful thing, praise God, when the word is there and the word occurred and the word is believed, praise God, and it just goes out. Amen. That's what Holy Ghost revival does. Amen. The word comes in, it finds a place in us, praise God, and it came, and praise the Lord, before you know it, the whole community is getting it. Amen. You know, a revival's for the church. Revival ain't for the community. I mean, it helps the community. But it's us getting stirred, praise God. It's us getting revived in the Lord, praise God. It makes a difference. The Bible says that the old king, he proclaimed a fast in a sackcloth and ashes. Amen. He said, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. And I want you to notice this God. This is not a pagan God that they're crying out to. This is capital G-O-D God. This is God Almighty. This is the God that's being proclaimed. The old man of God did as God bid him, and he proclaimed the word of the living God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. And the king says, he said, this God that cried mightily unto God, yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. He said, what you need to do? He said, pray God to help you to turn around. Praise God and retreat from your wickedness. Amen. Run from it. Praise God. That's just as far as you can. You know, that's true repentance. Amen. Hey, the king was a preaching true repentance. Praise God. A godly sorrow. Saying, God, I'm sorry I broke your heart. Hey, I ain't going there no more. I'm going to turn my back on that and I'm going your way. Amen. Praise the Lord. But if we ain't careful, we get caught up in our pride. We can't even call it patriotism. Amen. Because we're not standing for what America stood for. Amen. We've let America down. Used to be our country. I want to say it's time to take it back. One soul at a time. He said, who can tell if God, big G God, will turn and repent and turn away from His fierce anger that we perish not. Amen. He said, who can tell? He said, God might He might repent. He might not punish us the way this old man of God's telling us. He said, and God saw their works, that they turned from their look at this, that they turned from their evil way. And God that repented of the evil that He had said that He would do unto them, and He did it not. Amen. I want to say today, praise God, there's a whole lot of people that's out here in the world, and the devil would like to destroy them and tear them down. But praise God, when we repent of our evil, when we come get rid of the pride and get humility in our lives, amen, then we can repent of our evilness, our wickedness, praise God, and get back where God wants us to be, headed in the right direction. Amen. You know what? You know what that's going to take? That's going to take me and you getting where we need to be. We can sit and say, well, you know what? If everybody in the church would get right, then I would. Maybe everybody in church waiting on you to get right so they can. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just stepping up to the plate and say, Lord, here I am. Amen. He said the Lord repented of that evil. And He did. And He said that He would not would do unto them, and He did it not. But notice verse 4, and I'm gonna close. He said, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. Amen. It said it displeased him exceedingly, and he was very angry. Was that patriotism or was it pride? Amen. I believe it was more patriotism. That's why I said you got to wait to the end of the story. I believe it was more patriotism than it was pride. Because pride, hey, praise God, he had preached what God told him to preach, praise God, and the people responded in the way that they needed to respond. And I've told you before, it's not about how you preach. It's not about how the people respond. It's just about being faithful to God. Amen. Just being faithful to God. Amen. And praise God. Well, hey, we're not responsible for the response. We're just responsible for the faithfulness. Amen. God takes care of the response. That's what the Word does. But that old man of God said he got angry. Amen. Because he said, oh God, I know You'd do this. He says, Lord, I know You'd do this. He said, from the very beginning, when I headed down to Tarshish, I knew You'd do this. I'd come over here, You'd preach through me, they'd get right, and You wouldn't destroy them. He said, now God, You know what's going to happen. He said, Lord, You just might as well kill me too. He said, I'm just ready, I'll just go ahead and die now. And God said, oh no. You know, he raised that vine up, you know, covered it, gave him good shade. Come up overnight, boy, just, you know, out of nowhere, that gourd growed up, boy, and he scooched back in that, and he was watching things happening. Amen. Could you imagine? He looked out over there and all over the town. I mean, maybe he found him an elevated spot. As he looked out over Nineveh, he seen people sitting on roofs and out in gardens and by the highway, praise God, in sackcloth and ashes, praise God, with their head back, mumbling, oh Lord God, forgive us of our sinfulness. Amen. God repented, He did it not. The old man's sitting up there, and he's sitting up there in that gourd keeping him cool. And he said, a venomous east wind come. And then during the night, they woke up the next morning, and praise God, that vine had done withered away. There's no more covering for him. And he said, oh, Lord, so he said, You should have just killed me. He said, no, Jonah. He said, that's not what I want to do for You. He said, praise God, I want to write Your name in history. Amen. So I want to write Your name. I know your heart. I know where you're at. I know what's going to happen. But he said, I'm the God of you. He said, you got to remember. He said, I'm the God of grace. And we said, when old sinners begin to call upon My name, oh, with anguish in her heart, with broken and a contrite spirit, oh, Jonah, don't you know I'm the good God of grace? What it brings up, praise God, can take down. But oh, God, Jonah, don't you know that I am God Almighty, the God of grace? Amen. I'm the God of grace. I believe He showed Jonah that grace. Amen. I believe He showed him that grace when he rose it up right down and saved that city. Would it rise up again? Would it become? Oh, sure it would. History tells us it wouldn't be very long. They'd rise up again. They'd be just as wicked or wicked than they've been. And they'd destroy. They'd give Israel and the nations around them a fit. But God says, My grace is sufficient. Amen. I want you to say, well, I said all that to say this. Praise God, let's not give up on Asheville. Amen. Let's not give up on Candler. Let's not give up on our house. Let's not give up our home. Let's not give up on our children. Praise God. Let's just take the Word and go. Amen. Let's just take the Word. Praise God. And keep going for Jesus. Day after day after day. Just looking for God's grace to be manifest. Amen. But patriotism or just stinking pride? I believe most of it was patriotism. He knew what would happen. He knew the beginning from the end. Knew the end from the beginning. He said, Lord, I knew You'd do this. But praise God, God said, I'm doing it for a purpose. That My grace might be ministered. And I believe it's like Brother David taught this morning in the book of Acts. Or over in Isaiah. I praise God. God said that there's coming a time. And He told Isaiah, He said, they're not going to listen to you. They're not going to pay no attention to you. He said, they're going to go their own way, do their own thing. But when He got down to the end, He said, but there's going to be a tenth of them. Amen. There's going to be a tenth of them that's going to get it. There's going to be a tenth of them, praise God, that's going to hear. And they're going to heed. And they're going to walk with God. And He said, praise God, Isaiah, He said, it'll be worth that tenth. Amen. I want to say this morning, they'll not all get in. But praise God, God's grace will be ministered. And if we get, if there's a tenth, praise God, it'll be worth it. If there's one old sinner gets saved, it'll be worth it. Amen. But we ask ourselves this morning, pride or patriotism? Patriotism or pride? Why is it that we do what we do? And why is it we don't do what we need to do? Is it patriotism or is it just pride?